I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Once, Jesus was in a certain place praying. As he finished, one of his disciples came to him and said, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." Jesus said, "This is how you should pray. Father, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. Give us each day the food we need. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation." Then, teaching them more about prayer, he used this story. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You say to him, "A friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat." And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, "Don't bother me. The door is locked for the night, and my family and I are all in bed. I can't help you." But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Jesus' disciples start this section of scripture with a question. Jesus, will you teach us? John taught his disciples. We haven't got this lesson yet, and we feel like we should. So Jesus, will you teach us to pray? Jesus said, pray like this. Pray using these words, or pray along these lines. Matthew has this passage. Mark has this passage. Virtually every church, every Christian church, uses some form of this prayer. Could be using thy or your. When you get to the 2/3 of the way down, it could be sins or debts, transgressions. And sometimes there's that chunk at the end, which isn't included here in Luke's gospel. For the kingdom, the power, the glory are yours forever and ever. Amen. That's actually, that comes from the Old Testament, and it was added on later by the church. But Jesus says that we're to pray this way. And I don't know how you feel about written prayers. There was a long time when I looked down my nose at people who used written prayers. Like, if you were really a good Jesus follower, you could just talk to Jesus like he was your heavenly Father and it'd be okay. But then, I got to a point where I was tired and I felt really dry inside. My spiritual life wasn't vibrant, it wasn't good, it was barely there. And it was really nice to have prayers that someone else had written. That someone else who had been in a time like mine was able to pour out their heart to God, and then I could use those written prayers when I didn't have words of my own. Or in times like that, also going to the Psalms and using David's words of prayer when I don't have my own words. And then, now, it's still really good to have my prayer vocabulary expanded, to read someone else's prayers, to read the Psalms, and to be reminded of the things that I can ask for, to remember the tone of voice that can be used in prayer. There are some Psalms where David is just mad, and he feels like he hasn't gotten a fair shake in a really long time, and so he pours out his heart to God. Right now, I'm also reading in Job. Man, if you're ever at a place where you feel like the whole world is against you, even the people you thought were your best friends, Job might have some words for you to use. Jesus says, this is how you should pray. And he teaches them these words. And then he also shares these stories. The main thing that you should get about this, and I think Jesus' main point, was the idea of persistence. It's not theologically accurate to necessarily see God the Father as the next door neighbor who doesn't want to give you what you want. But what the lesson that Jesus was teaching was that about persistence. Some of your Bibles may just have ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. This is one of the times where the New Living Translation actually gives a better translation than most of, than the NIV that I grew up with and some of the other translations. Because that command, knock, is in the present continuous action. Keep on knocking. Keep on seeking. Keep on asking. And then Luke asks these questions of dads, of parents. You know how to give good gifts to your kids. If you don't have kids, nieces, nephews, friends, and if, think of Jude. If Jude asked you for an egg, would you give him a scorpion, something that would seriously hurt him? No. Seriously, right? No. You would want to give him what he asked for. Yeah, give him a bunny instead, if you don't have an egg. But Jesus says, you know, think about that. Those of you, even though you're sinful, you know how to give good gifts. How much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So there it's not just asking for anything, but specifically asking for God and God's presence to be with you. Nice timing. Thanks, buddy. Keep on asking. Keep on knocking. Keep on seeking. I want us to be focusing on the Lord's Prayer. I have it in your bulletin. Would you read it with me? And even better, would you pray it with me? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For some reason, when Jesus' disciples said, will you teach us how to pray? Jesus says, pray this way. And I've spent a lot of time over the years with this prayer and reading it and rereading it and even going back to the original languages, and it's a good prayer. It's solid. And I wonder sometimes, did Jesus intend for us to pray exactly this prayer? year after year, century after century, millennia after millennia? Or are we supposed to pray like this? I would say both. And I would say it doesn't matter if you use thy or your, you or thou. It doesn't matter if you use sin or debts or transgressions. But I would encourage you to make this prayer a regular part of your prayer life. To recite it. If you haven't memorized it yet, memorize it. So that when you don't know what to ask for, you can ask for these things. When you don't have your own words, do that. But I think this is also a prayer that we can learn from. I think there is something about it where Jesus says, pray like this. I think Jesus is also giving us a template, saying, use this sort of idea, use this as a model to shape how you pray and how you address God and how you bring your concerns to God. And so that's actually what I would like us to do. Let me double check time. For the next 20 minutes or so, I would like you to put the Lord's Prayer into your own words. If you were to paraphrase them, what would it look like? I had a stack. Let's see if we have my Bible. If you didn't know, I used to be a high school teacher. This was very comfortable to me.
Please tell me you agree on this.
Strictly pass fail.
Oh, man.
So what I want you to do is, on the top of one side, I want you to rewrite the prayer in your own words. Go line by line so that the general structure of the prayer is the same, but think in terms of your own spiritual vocabulary and your own theological concerns. And then if, in about 20 minutes or so, you want to read them out loud, you certainly can. You don't have to. There's an example here of that. On the back, if you're not sure how to start, if you're not sure how you do that, and if an example isn't enough, on the back, this is another fantastic exercise to do some other time as well, but it's broken down and says, Our Father, how do you address God? When you pray, how do you say that? And so you could answer these questions that are on the back side to come up with your own version of it. I invite you to work your way through this beautiful prayer and make it your own. You have some space on this page. You have some space in your bulletin. If you need more space than that, we've got more space. If you want one of these, I'll certainly give it to you. We can spread out a little bit. I've got markers if color helps. Take some time and interact with this prayer when Jesus says, pray this way. Let me pray for us as we do this exercise together. God, we come before you and say, Lord, would you teach us to pray? We want to know what it means to ask and keep on asking so that we will be heard, so that our questions are shaped and we persevere. Help us to put this beautiful prayer into our own words. And may you be glorified by this process. Be with us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.